ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are going to discuss the five namas starting from 26th nama to the 30th nama today. The 26th nama is Om Karpura Vitikamoda Samakarshi Digantarai Namaha. So Karpura Vidikamoda Samakarshi Digantara. So Karpura Vidika Amodham. So that the smell of Karpura Vitika. So Karpura Vitika, the smell of camphor. So camphor or Karpuram, the smell of camphor. Vitikam. So Vitikam, Vitika means betel leaf. So camphor, the smell of camphor coming out of the betel leaf, which is in Devi's mouth, samakarshi digantara. So digantara, all the directions are attracted samakarshi. So are attracted towards the fragrance of the camphor coming out of the betel leaf that Devi is chewing in her mouth. So that's the meaning of this particular nama. Devi is, as is the custom, to chew betel leaves in ancient times. Or elderly people still do it. They always chew, like after having food and all, they chew it. So Devi is also chewing betel leaf, but the betel leaf has smell or fragrance of camphor or kapuram. The smell of camphor spreads to all directions with respect to when it is Devi who is having it. When we are having, then we will not get such a smell. But with respect to Devi, the smell becomes more. It becomes an ornament to Devi, unlike the ornaments or unlike the fragrances that we use. The fragrance makes us famous, but with respect to Devi, Devi is the one that gives more value to these ornaments. These ornaments are not like normal ornaments because they are worn or they are associated with Devi. That itself increases the value of those ornaments. So that is the difference between all these like characteristics that are available in a normal person and with Devi. So the main difference is with respect to the state of the person with respect to realized state. So Devi is one with Brahman. Since Devi is one with Brahman, therefore it gives more value to things, value addition, as we are more well aware of the term. Value addition automatically happens with respect to Devi because everything becomes of more value when it is associated with Devi. So Devi is Brahman, therefore it gives more value to whatever comes in contact with Devi. So the next nama is Om Nija Sallapa Madhuriya వినిర్భత్సిత కచ్చప్యై నమః. నిజ సల్లాప మాధుర్య వినిర్భత్సిత కచ్చపి. సో ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ డే వీ స్పోక్ అబౌట్ దేవీస్ టీత్. సో ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద బీటల్ లీఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ దేవీస్ మౌత్. సో ద నెక్స్ట్ థింగ్ దట్ కెన్ బి స్పోకన్ అబౌట్ ఈస్ ద వర్డ్స్ దాట్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దేవీస్ మౌత్. So that is what is being praised here. So madhuryam or madhuratha, sweetness of the words or speech of Devi is sweet. That is what Haigriva or the rishi says here. So nija sallapa, nija means which is natural, which is part of Devi. So nija means one's own. So nija sallapa మాధుర్య లాపం, వాలాపం ఆర్ లాపం ఇస్ జనరలీ నోన్ యాజ్ వర్ణ ఆర్ శబ్దం ఆర్ ద స్పీచ్. వర్ణాత్మక శబ్దం ఈజ్ వాట్ ఇస్ జనరలీ నోన్. సో దేవీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ నిజ న్యాచురలీ మాధుర్యం, నిజ సల్లాప మాధుర్య. అండ్ సచ్ ద మధురత ఆర్ ద స్వీట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ దేవీస్ words that vinirbhatsita kachapi. So kachapi means Veena Devi is known as kachapi. Veena Devi is known as the goddess of word, goddess of music. That means sweet words come out of Veena. But that words, the words of Veena itself is vinirbhatsita. So bhatsita means Batsitam means conquer or tiraskratam. Again, like Jayam or like conquered. Vinirbatsitam, vi means vishishya, visheshena, and nihi means nisheshena. Vi means vi, wherever vi, vijnanam means vishesha jnanam, special knowledge. So, but vi nirbatsita. That means nihi means nisheshena, completely. So special and complete. So in a special and complete way, Devi's words conquer Vani's words itself. So we can imagine as to how beautiful the words that come out of Devi would be. And Amma is a perfect example. Whatever the words that come out of Amma's mouth are all like gems, they are like rubies. So not only with respect to the sound or the way it is spoken, but with respect to the subject matter, with respect to the content of what is being spoken, that also like it beats Vani. So that is the meaning of this nama. This nama means nija sallapa madhurya vinirbhatsita kachapi. Devi's words or speech is so sweet or more sweet than Vani's words. And we may be able to gain such a sweet voice or such a sweet, like we may be able to talk sweetly. So as like managers or sales representatives or customer care people, like if we call up any of the customer service, like they are trained to speak well. Or like if we go into a hotel and see the receptionist, they'll be trained to speak well. They'll always be speaking sweetly. Personal assistants of CEOs and other people, or air hostesses, all those people are trained to speak sweetly. But with respect to Devi, nija, it is natural. Devi doesn't need to prepare. Devi doesn't have to prepare in order to make her words sweet. Sweetness is automatic, natural in Devi's words. So that is the difference between we speaking sweet and Devi speaking sweet. If Devi speaks sweet or Devi's words are sweet, then it means like it is natural. Whereas if we are speaking sweet, then automatically we know that. Like if somebody speaks sweet to us, then immediately we can know that they want something from us. So when somebody wants something from another person, they will come and start talking sweetly. They will ask, how are you? What are you doing? Oh, what did you have for lunch? How is your life? This, that, slowly and finally they'll come to the point and say, I want this. So that's when our words are sweet, but Devi's speech is always sweet because it is natural nija. The next nama is Om Mandasmita Prabhapura Majjat Kamesha Manasai Namaha. Mandasmita Prabhapura Majjat Kamesha Manasa. So it's about like Devi's Mandasmitam. Mandasmitam itself, like we have heard in many places, like Mandasmitam means smiling, or very, like it can be said to be smiling. So Mandasmita Prabhapura. So Prabha, Mandasmita Prabha. So Prabha, or light or radiance of Mandasmita, of whose smile, of Devi's smile, Pura, that falls, that spreads and Kamesha Manasa Majjat. So Majjat means falling into or getting immersed. So Kamesha Manasa, Kamesha Manasa. Manasa means Manasa. Manasa means like mind. And Kamesha Manasa means Kamesha's mind, or Kama Ishvara. Kama Ishvara here means Sadashiva. So Sadashiva's like mind. The mind of Sadashiva is like gets immersed in the smile of Devi. So it's a well known fact that a smile speaks a lot of things than words. So smile says a lot of things than words. And a smile can do a lot of wonders in many areas. Just like if we are talking to our manager or our boss and we speak in a harsh way, but if we say the same thing smiling, that has a different impact. And whenever like we want to attract people, then we need to learn to smile. We need to smile well. Our smile need to be good in order to attract people. So that is the first thing a person sees in the face. So if we even like we can analyze and find out that even when we are seeing someone, we are seeing a person for the first time, we try to find out whether or how he is reacting, whether he is smiling or not. So if he is smiling, we automatically know that his face is good, so we get attracted to him. So Devi's smile is so powerful that even Kameshwara is attracted. Kameshwara's mind gets immersed into it. That means it is so powerful. Devi's smile is so powerful. And it is also like one thing which we need to learn. We need to always maintain a smiling face, whether it is a problem, whether we are in trouble, whether we are angry. Still, if we can maintain a smiling face, then 50% of what we want from others is done. Like 50% work is done, because nobody can say no to a smiling face. So like if somebody comes to us and smiles and says things, then we also should know that if we have to say no, then we have to make him not smile. So that's another aspect of it. But that's what is being mentioned here. That's what being mentioned, that Devi's smile, Kameshwara, Sadashiva himself gets immersed. He gets attracted. He falls down on seeing or viewing Devi's smile. Devi's smile has that much power. Devi's smile has that much radiance, that much prabha, that much light. The next nama is Om Anakalita Sadrishya Chubakasri Virajitayai Namaha. अनाकलित सादृश्य चुबक श्री विराजिता, चुबक श्री विराजिता। सो चुबुकम, आफ्टर स्माइल द नेक्स्ट थिंग दैट कम्स व्हेन वी आर सीइंग द फेस इज द चिन। सो द चिन, चुबुकम मीन्स चिन। सो चिन, देवीज चिन श्री विराजिता। देवीज चिन इज ब्यूटिफुल। श्री मीन्स, इट मीन्स लाइक ब्यूटी इन अ वे। श्री इज द मीनिंग ऑफ श्री इज ब्यूटी, और वी कैन से काइंड ऑफ having a weight or being gorgeous or something like that. I don't know the exact word to explain it here. It means like elegance, we can say elegance or elegance, however it is pronounced, the word is pronounced. So Devi's chin is very beautiful. Not only it's very beautiful, it has no comparisons in beauty. So sadrishya, sadrishya means similarity or same entity. Sadrishya anakalita. So anakalita means there is no other entity. So even for poets and imaginative or creative people, even for them, anakalitam, so that means nakalpitam, they cannot even imagine. That means it's beyond comparison. So sadrishya anakalitam means sadrishyam, similarity, or trying to explain, trying to give an example, trying to speak about it is out of the question. So such is Devi's chin. So chin also adds a lot to the face. We can consider the chin or the chin portion or the lower part of the face as that which supports the entire face, supports the teeth, supports the entire face. So it has to be good, like it has to be a person who has a bad chin. It like throws away the beauty of the face. And even the face or eyes and other aspects are beautiful, still if the chin is not beautiful, the face cannot be said to be beautiful. So the last nama of the day is ओम कामेश बद्ध मांगल्य सूत्र शोभित कंदरायै नमः। सो कामेश बद्ध मांगल्य सूत्र शोभित कंदरा। सो आफ्टर चिन द नेक्स्ट थिंग दैट कम्स टू फ्रॉम इफ वी सी देवीज फॉर्म और एनी फॉर्म फ्रॉम टॉप टू बॉटम हेड टू फीट द नेक्स्ट थिंग दैट कम्स इज नेक। So kandara, kandara means neck. So kandara, what does Devi's kandara have? So Devi's kandara, mangalya sutra shobhita. So shobhita, so shobhita means which is shining, which is adorned, or which is decorated by what? Mangalya sutram. Mangalya sutram means the mangalya thread. So mangala sutram. So Devi's neck is like has Mangala Sutram. And is it a normal Mangala Sutram? No, it is Mangala Sutram Kamesha Bhadda, which has been fastened or which has been bonded by Kamesha. Kamesha means her husband, which is Sadashiva. So Sadashiva can also be known as Kama Ishvara, Ishvara of all Kama. Kama or desires can be said to be the Lord, a person controlling everything, we can say. So Kameshwara or so Kameshwara here doesn't mean like, we can also see it this way. Why is Sadashiva called as Kameshwara? So Kamadeva is different from Kameshwara, but in the way Kamadeva was destroyed by Sadashiva and Sadashiva brought him back to life. That means if Kamadeva is the person or is the deity ruling Kama, then the person who created Kamadeva has to be the controller of Kama. Therefore, Sadashiva is called Kamesha or Kamesha, or we can say Kameshwara. Kama Isha or Kama Ishwara, both are right words. So, Sadashiva has Sadashiva has tightened the Mangala Sutram or Mangalya Sutram over Devi. So that is this Nama. This Nama says that Devi's neck, like any other woman's neck, Devi's neck is adorned by a Mangala Sutra, but the difference between a normal Mangala Sutra and this Mangala Sutra is, a normal Mangala Sutra is worn by a normal or worldly person, whereas here the Mangala Sutra has been worn by none other than Sadashiva or Kama Ishvara. So it also means a lot of things, like we'll come to it. So the Vedantic import of each of these Nama. So Karpura Vidikamo the Samakarshi Digantara. So the Karpura Vidikamo the Samakarshi Digantara and Nijasallapa Madhurya Vinirbhatsita Kachapi. So both of that means together mean that Devi's words are very powerful. They are very sweet. So the last two namas that we learnt yesterday, Navavidruma Bimbasri Nyakari Radhanachada and Shuddha Vidyankurakara Dujapanti Dhyojala. So that speaks about Devi's words being, Devi having attractive lips, attracting everyone to her, like that they should listen to her words, and her words have knowledge. But Devi doesn't have just knowledge. So people who have knowledge, we can't say people who have knowledge rule the world, because knowledge is different from attracting people. So our words may be like true, or like it may happen that some person might say a very true thing, a fact, but still people will not be attracted to it. But another person might say the same thing in a different way, in a sweet way, and people will get attracted to it. So knowledge doesn't necessarily mean that it will attract people. What is required is attraction. Attraction is possible only when the words are sweet. So that is what is being denoted by these two namas, the 26th and 27th nama, that Devi's the smell of Karpuram from Devi's mouth attracts people to her. That means whatever comes out of the mouth will be attractive. Add to it, or it has a smell, and add to it that the words are sweet, madhuryam is there in it, then it very easily attracts. That means Devi's words are not just filled with knowledge, but Devi's words are also filled with madhuryam. So madhuryam is very important in many aspects. Like we may be telling the right thing to the right person at the right time, but if we don't say it the right way, then it may cause trouble. So we need to know how to talk to people, how to speak in a good way, speak in a attractive, speak in a normal and sweet way. Maybe like attractive is a different word, like attraction or attractive words we can consider, like politicians speaking attractive word, but it's not really attractive because they'll be speaking at the top of their voice, shouting and accusing the other person, and it will be kind of attraction, but that's not the attraction here. Here the attraction is natural. The words are so sweet that we will automatically get attracted, and this attraction is not out of our bloods rising. Or blood rise happens when we listen to shout and like when people say, people kind of instigate us. So that's not the kind of word that is meant here. Here it means sweet words. So Devi possesses sweet words. That means Devi will be able to convince any person with right knowledge and speak in the right way. So if we need anything, if we need any help regarding speech, any help regarding convincing others, then we just need to ask Devi. We just need to go to Devi. We just need to direct it to Devi. Devi has sweet words. She will take care of it. Whether it be like a person who is shouting very angry, or whether a person who is very good, or very intellectual, it doesn't matter. what or how the person is, but if we need to attract or convince any person, then we need to just stop with Devi. We just need to go to Devi. That's the only thing that is required. So that is what is meant here. And with Amma, it is very evident. Like if we analyze Amma, then we will see that her words are sweet. So she cannot speak properly. If we listen to, like if we know Malayalam and if we listen to Amma's words, we will know that Amma's words are colloquial. Amma's words are natural. It will not have any grammatical things. She doesn't know grammar, much of grammar. She doesn't know how to put forth things. It just naturally comes. It's as if two people are talking. So it's not a speech like we do. Like we may prepare for half an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 days, 3 days for a speech. Whereas when Amma addresses thousands of people, when she addresses huge gathering, whether it's in a particular city, whether where her devotees are there, or whether it is in United Nations or any other conferences, yet Amma doesn't need any preparation. And we very well know from her speech that she hasn't prepared, because it is like two people talking. She doesn't prepare, she doesn't speak well, but still it attracts people. Oh, attraction is by seeing Amma's love. How can we see Amma's love? We cannot see Amma's love until we get darshan. But if we hear Amma's words, or people who listen to Amma's words, immediately we can know the difference between person preparing and speaking sweet and the natural sweetness. So Amma speaks as if like she is speaking to her friend, as if she is having an informal chat, but still it can attract, because Nijasallapa Madhuriya. Her words are naturally sweet. So that is what is the import here. And if this is the case with Devi and Amma, then it will be the case with any Mahatma, any Jeevan Mukta who has realized, who is in the state of Devi, who has surrendered to Devi, his words will be sweet. There will be not much grammar in it. There will be no fancy words in the speech. There will be no logical arguments. There will be nothing great about the speech, but still it will attract, because there is sweetness in it. That sweetness is something like which is beyond, we can't express it in words. It's like the taste of sugar. It is naturally sweet. We cannot say how it tastes, or like we cannot express it in words. We can only experience it. So that is what we can see. If we surrender, so it also means that as sadhakas, if we surrender to Amma, then automatically our words will become sweet. When our words are sweet, we'll be able to attract and convince people. So why should I attract people? Why should I convince people? It's a valid question. Why should we attract people when we know that the world is mithya, the world is unreal? Yes, we don't need. If we can stick on to Jagan Mithyatvam, then nothing is required. We don't need any of this. But the reason we are learning this, the reason we are going to Amma, the reason we are surrendering, is because we are not able to implement Jagan Mithyatvam. As long as we are in the world, though we may not want to attract people, still people will pose obstacle to us. So they will stand in our way. They will come to us and argue. So in such cases, we will not be able to escape. There are limits to escaping as well. We will think that we can escape and go to Himalayas. We will go to Himalayas and go to a cave and then think, oh, I am saved now. Suddenly somebody will come, some Siddha Purusha will come and argue with us. So this sweetness is very important in a sadhaka's life, so that we'll be able to convince any person who comes to us. We don't need to convince or attract them, but if they are coming to us, then we will be able to convince them. We'll be able to end the discussion in a good tone as far as possible. So that is the meaning here. And if we ultimately the goal of all this is mithya jagat adhisthana is overcoming jagan mithyatvam. But in order to overcome jagan mithyatvam, we need to remember Devi's form, implement it at the vyavaharika level, remembering that the world is an illusion. So our words will automatically become sweet if we have jagan mithyatvam in our mind. If we know that jagat is mithya, if we have that thought in our mind, automatically our words will become sweet. Why? Because we don't have anything to lose. If we don't have anything to lose, then why not shout? If we shout, it is only going to be we will only be losing energy in shouting. Therefore, why not talk sweet? So, like, implementation of jagan mithya is not as simple as we think. So all these like these namas of Devi, remembering each of the importance of each of the nama, each of the part of Devi, will help us in implementing jagan mithya. So we have to always remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. But at the vyavaharika level, whatever we have to do, we have to do. So sweetness of word, that is the import of 26th and 27th shloka, which will help us in the spiritual path, because the more sweet, like sweeter our words are, the lesser our obstacles will be. The lesser our obstacles are, the more and more we'll be able to contemplate on jagan mithya, contemplate on everything to be pervaded by Brahman. Our mind is free, therefore mind doesn't need anything else to dwell upon, therefore we'll be able to concentrate on Brahman. So that is the goal. So the next nama, mandasmita prabhapura majyat kamesha manasa. That means Devi's smile is so powerful that our mind will automatically be cleansed. Our mind will fall a prey to Devi's smile. So that is the meaning here. So it means that seeing Devi's smile, we can know for sure that our mind will automatically get focus. So when Devi's words are filled with knowledge, they are sweet, and her smile is so attractive, automatically our mind will become focused on Devi. So that is the goal. So any moment we see Devi's smile, we'll see that it is so attractive that we'll not be able to get our eyes off Devi. So that is the goal to be achieved. So the first two namas speak about sweet words which will attract us, sweet words which will convince us. And the third nama speaks about smile, the smile of Devi, which will help us in focusing our mind, cleansing our mind by the focus. So kamesha manasa means, like, what does that mean? Kama ishvara, or all kamas of the mind will fall into the water which is amritam. So that is the goal, that is the import here, that if we see Devi's smile, then all the desires of our mind will be removed, and our mind will be able to concentrate on Brahman, thereby gain amritam. Fourth nama, anakalita sadrishya chubukasri virajita. So here it means, like, the chin also, it's also a way of attraction. So that means we, like, automatically, since there is no comparison to the beauty of Devi's chin, we'll be forced to remember Devi, forced to concentrate on Devi, thereby, like, concentration is the goal of this nama. So we can say that 26th, 27th nama speaks about Devi's words, whereas 27th, 28th, and 29th nama is ways of attracting us, focusing us. 28th nama helps in cleansing through focusing. 29th nama also helps us in focusing in a different, through a different aspect. That also, focusing or concentration, helps in cleansing the mind. കാമേശ ബദ്ധ മാംഗല്യ സൂത്രശോഭിത കന്ദര. സോ ദേവി ഈസ് മാരീഡ് ടു കാമേശ്വര. സോ ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ദേവി ഈസ് മാരീഡ് ടു കാമേശ്വര മീൻസ് all desires will be fulfilled because Kameshwara is her husband. So if all desires are fulfilled for Devi, it means all desires will be fulfilled for Bhaktas as well. So Bhakti Mukti Pradhayini, it's also said as Bhukti Mukti Pradhayini. Bhukti, enjoyment, and Mukti, both we can achieve from Devi because Devi has married Kameshwara. Devi has married Kama Isha, the lord of Kama, the lord of all desires. So if we need fulfillment of any desire, then we need to remember that Devi has a Mangala Sutra, Mangalya Sutra. Devi has a Mangala Sutra which has been adorned or which has been bound by Kameshwara, then automatically will surrender. So surrender unto Devi is enough for fulfillment of desires. Whether we are an artha, whether we are an artharthi, or whether we are in jijnyasu, so whether we are seeking bhukti or mukti, all our desires will be fulfilled. So if we need moksha, we know the truth, we know that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, we know everything is Brahman, but still we want help, we want support, then we just need to say to Devi, oh Devi, I know the truth, but I am not able to implement it in life. So please help me. And we just need to surrender. Then our desires, whether it is for helping in the spiritual path or whether it is for bestowing moksha, that also will be satisfied. So through each and every aspect of Devi, till now what we have learned, each of them helps us in the spiritual path to realize that one entity, the non-dual reality of consciousness or Brahman, which is praised in Lalita Sahasranama as Devi. That is the goal. We should always remember that that is the goal to be achieved. If we know that is the goal to be achieved, then just by mere seeing of Devi's form, we will get Anandam, because each and every aspect of Devi's form will help us in one way or the other to realize that goal of Devi. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.